I just wanted to mention, I'm going to let Dustin talk a little bit again, but Alan Steed has been doing quite a bit of work out here for different members and has been doing quite a bit of work for the ranch, some for hire, for pay, some for trade, for the opportunity to have him and his family staying out here kind of out of the beaten path. And kind of some of the things that he did, he has drug the road quite a few times just to knock down the washboards in between whenever it did or didn't get graded. He hauled road base to fill up the road all across pond number one going up to the upper cabins. At the beginning of the year, that was quite a riverbed wash, and now it's a pretty decent road. And then he did quite a repair down along toward pond number two. There was a good gully there, and he just kind of blended that all in together. But he dumped several loads of rock along Meadow Canyon Road where culverts were starting to undercut, especially where the Crawford Canyon culvert crosses Meadow Canyon. Buried a few dead animals that were stinking up the place. And not over at Brent's.
He's still stinking.
Yeah. He moved Brent Robinson's dinosaur screen so that we could drive through there in campers and pick taller vehicles without worrying about whether you're going to rip the top off and get a better... You know, he's done quite a bit of cleanup in that pit area as he's taken the gravel, and that's one thing I appreciate about his work there and at the pit where they're taking material for the Crawford Canyon side is when he takes material, he does a pretty good job of cleaning up the area so it looks presentable and not just gouged out holes of where we've robbed material. But and he buried our fire tank. So he's done quite a few things. And I know that's not a complete list. You've probably got a few things you could remember. I couldn't remember any more to stick on there. He also...
That pond up there, too.
Yeah. Well, he dug out the upper pond and then repaired the dam on fish pond number three and cleaned up along there, which are two jobs that we hired him to do. All of this was freebie.
Oh, okay.
Which adds up to quite a bit of equipment time and truck time. And so he's in my opinion, more than carried his weight in being a beneficial... contributor to what we've had out here at the ranch this year. Whenever he's hauled for different private members, he has kept track of all the truckloads of material hauled. If it was going on ranch roads, then the individual member had to pay the BLM for the material, but the Deer Springs did not charge him because it was going on ranch roads. He gave me a list today of the different loads that were hauled for private use, and so I have a count of the loads, the number of yards, and the number of dollars that these members would owe Deer Springs Ranch. And this is a fund that we started with our gravel pit policy just so we can clean up and reclaim that area and put some back into the roads. Although maybe not terribly bad, hauling on our roads with big trucks does do more damage than just normal driving in your pickup truck or your Cadillac or whatever you drive. So as he hauls for private members, it is doing damage to the collective of us to some extent. But so I have a list from Mike Duvall, Phil Hall, Kelly Reber, Larry Meltzer, Robert Allen, Joe McElroy, and Tug Kangas. Is that how you say his name? For the different amounts that were hauled for private use. And the Deer Springs Ranch only charges 50 cents per ton or 50 cents per yard for whatever's taken, which is a very minimal fee. I mean, some of these guys owe a grand total of $18 and some owe a couple hundred dollars. So it's not a lot, but that will come in handy when it comes time to, you know, once we're done doing what we want to there, we may want to dump a load or two of topsoil over the pit area to get some pretty flowers or something growing there, or skateboard park or something.
But how far are we into our 4-acre development?
We really haven't hardly started to scratch it. Okay. It's
we can have a 5-acre disturbance, and either have to come out and do a environmental assessment. And
probably about 2/3 of what they've done or taken up there was merely cleaning up kind of the way it was gouged out when the county came out and took out the, I don't even remember the amount that we crushed when we had the big crusher set up. And so we're not in danger of going outside the 5-acre disturbance. anytime soon, but that is something we want to watch. And I for one, think that it's cleaned up that area quite a bit and made the road a lot safer. If you've ever gone off that hill... If you've ever gone off that north side of the airstrip hill in the wintertime, right after it hit the frost, you'll frozen. You can dive off there a lot faster than you really want to, and don't have much of a chance to stop before you run into the little turn and go underneath the dinosaur that's not there now. So
yeah, it's very nice.
Or if you're trying to pull a trailer of any weight up that hill and you have to stop or make a turn at the bottom and then try to climb it. I had to take two or three runs at it, pulling my backhoe up out of there one year, and it wasn't any fun. But now it's getting better and better and better. So I'll be giving this information to Linda, and she'll be getting with all these different people on the few dollars to collect.